I've made even jokes before, like, I hope God doesn't call me into this position, but like, if I had to do it, could I do it? Like, what's my degree of confidence that I can go out and sell 52 homes in the next 52 weeks from starting from having no CRM, no database built? I am really confident I could do it.
The real estate industry has failed to create a clear path to time and money freedom. Having helped over 5,000 families in my real estate career and coached thousands of agents to scale their businesses, I know what works and what doesn't. And my goal on this podcast is to share it all with you, the good, bad, and ugly of building a highly lucrative lifestyle business so you can focus on what truly matters in life. You won't find any hype or fluff on this show, just real-world tactics and strategies that get results. You just gotta do the work.
What's up, real estate business builders? All right, so if you had to sell 52 homes in the next 52 weeks, how would you go about it? And I'm talking like no matter what, leave nothing to chance, minimum 52 sales in the next 52 weeks. How would you go about it? And so that is the question I'm going to answer today. So if you've not been following here for any length of time, you may not know anything about my journey. I'm going to give you like the 2-minute version. So there's a little bit of context behind what I have to share here. My journey, I got into the market in March 2007. So March 5th, 2007 was when I left my cozy multiple six-figure corporate job to become a real estate agent. And 3 months after I left that corporate job, looking back was when inventory shot straight through the roof in my market. And so things shifted. It wasn't really until late 2008 until, you know, the Great Recession really took hold, and it was like the end of the financial world as we knew it. And we had 15,000 agents in my market at that time. And over the next couple of years, we went down to 5,000 agents. So there was like massive fear, uncertainty, and doubt, the FUD, F-U-D, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, that took hold and got the best of most real estate agents. Does that sound a little bit familiar in terms of what we're going through right now? I think we're going to have a reckoning when it comes to agents that freak themselves out around this class action lawsuit with NAR and the settlement and the changing buy side and all of it. So despite all of that, I'm going to go through how I would sell 52 homes in the next 52 weeks. And the backdrop to some of this, some of you are going to listen to this and say, like, it's easy for you to say, you've got sort of different experience set and you've been coaching for a long time and, you know, all of that. We do have, for those of you that are in a position where you want to get our help to help you implement every system I'm about to talk about, we've got what's called the $1 Million Agent Method. So you can go to milliondollaragentmethod.com, book in a strategy session and talk to my right-hand guy, Ryan, and he can kind of guide you along this journey together if you need our help implementing. That said, this is going to still be massively valuable for you. So 52 transactions in 52 weeks, how would you go about it? Let me articulate the four pillars that I used in my journey as the backdrop here. So there are four pillars that no matter if you want to sell four homes a month, which is roughly 50 transactions per year, or you want to go to 20, 30, 40 transactions per month in a team. And this is not about having a team. It's just about selling more homes predictably and sustainably and profitably. It's the same four pillars. So number one, and this is worth writing down. Number one is leveraged lead generation. We call these our lead gen levers. We have 12 lead gen levers in the $1 Million Agent Method. That's number one. Number two is what we call appointment setting. So you generate leads and you set appointments. Number three are the consultation frameworks, the buyer consultation and seller consultation framework. And number four is leveraged client care. So once you get a client, you need some help with systems and automations and delegations so you don't spend all of your time servicing clients and you forget to go get new clients, right? That's that income roller coaster that we don't want to have you on. So those are the four pillars, and that's how I'm going to sort of explain how I would go about specifically generating 52 transactions, closings in the next 52 weeks. Here's the thing. Is it going to happen week one, I'm going to have a closing? No. It may be week 8 or 9 or 10 that'll have a closing. But everything that I would do in the next 60 days to close 52 transactions, including those 8 weeks of, you know, setting up the system, the lead gen levers, the appointment setting, the lead nurture sequences, how I'm going to manage my leads, you know, the CRM, and build out all my presentations and all that. All that has to happen in the first 8, 10, 12 weeks. Our Million Dollar Agent method, to plug it again, is only a 90-day implementation program, and it comes with a $40,000 GCI guarantee. So essentially, I would implement the Million Dollar Agent method, that 90-day program, probably in the first 8-9 weeks, get all my lead gen levers installed, all my lead nurture sequences up and running. I would get all my sales presentations and packets and pre-list packets and pre-appointment packets on the buyer side and all of that. And I'd probably do a couple elements of, you know, our the promise, we call it, and maybe a little bit of leverage around client care, which I'll get to here in a second. So the first thing I would have to do is generate leads, right? We have probably 25 conversations. We talk to 100 agents every month about their business. And hands down, the number one thing that you guys are saying is that I don't have the leads necessary to sell the amount of homes that I want to sell. So for me to sell, you know, essentially close, it ends up being more than one transaction a week, because I have to make up for the implementation time, you know, setting up systems in the first sort of 2.5-3 months or so. But in order to do that, you need leads coming in systematically, right? Where it's not like you generate one referral and then you spend all of your time servicing that referral, and then you have like you're starting at square one. So we've got 12 lead gen levers that we teach. Two in the Million Dollar Agent method, we implement two that are non-negotiable. We just help you implement them because we know they work and they'll be in your business for a long, long time to come. And then out of the other 10 lead gen levers, you get to choose two. So here's the non-negotiables are our database touch system. So building a database the right way, and warming it up the right way, and adding value, you know, 60 touches, essentially just over one touch per week to that entire database. That's number one, right? And there's a lot that goes into it and how to structure it and build it and all that. Essentially 10 of people in your database, 10%, if they know, like, and trust you, like legit your inner circle database, 10%, if you touch them properly, not touch them inappropriately, but touch them with high value content systematically and consistently, 10% will turn into a closing. So if I had, you know, 250, and that's in a 12-month basis. So if I had 250 high quality contacts in my database, they know, like, and trust me, there's 25 closings there minimum, right? So that's worth spending the time to build that out properly. And a lot of the work that's required to build out your database properly, it is mind-numbing work. It's not fun. You're probably looking on social media, like, who lives locally? How can I get them in my database? You're on your contacts on your phone, you're in your Gmail, you're thinking like, okay, who do I go to church with? Who am I in this group with? Who's my dry cleaner? Who's my spouse's friends? You know, maybe your spouse works. You're building the database like one contact at a time. And it's not that fun, but it's worthwhile doing because it's massively profitable. And they get just a ton of value from being in your database. So that's number one. Number two is what we call the brand authority builder, agent brand authority builder, essentially a snazzy way to say social media. So we've got about four tactics that work really, really well on social media to generate actual leads and actual clients and actual closings. Most agents say they do social media, but then when I ask them, you know, how many closings can you directly, you know, attribute to social media in the last, you know, 12 months? And they can't really attribute any to that lead gen lever. And so everything we do, there's a series of daily posts that are designed specifically, either on Instagram or Facebook. We use Facebook Lives and we do them daily. And then what else do? We do giveaways, 6 giveaways that we do on social, and we also email them out to our database, 6 per year that are subsidized or actually paid for by your vendors, your lenders. They work really, really well. Between those three tactics, we've got a member that took 30 listings in 90 days just doing Facebook Lives. We had a member, she sold 81 transactions in a single year, and 35 of them were for her from her business Instagram account. So we only talk about the things that work on social media. So that's Agent Brand Authority Builder. That's the second part of the first pillar, which is Lead Gen Lever. Then we've got 10 other lead gen levers. The two that I would absolutely implement are, let me think about this. So there's like, we've got a for sale by owner handwritten letter system. We have an expired handwritten letter system. We have a motivated seller handwritten letter system. We have a new construction system, which is repping builders or befriending on-site sales agents. We've got a great yard marketing program, which the yard marketing, once you take listings, that's a really easy system to implement. So that's a no-brainer. 3x the number of sign calls come from our yard marketing system. We've got social proof, which I would also do. I wouldn't count it as an additional two, but getting your Google reviews, getting your Google business account set up, but getting your reviews over 100 on your way to 200 as quickly as possible, you'll generate actual business organically from that. We outbound call FSBOs as well. So now I would probably do, I would definitely do yard marketing and Google reviews, but not as my core four, but I would implement those. So database touch and brand authority builder are non-negotiable. I would implement those two. And then I'd do FSBO handwritten letters, expired handwritten letters, and I'd probably call FSBOs. We've got a really good system. Anti the way every other agent calls FSBOs, but it's not a big lift, and I definitely would do that system. And that's about it. So I would do database touch, implement our build the database the right way, and implement the touch system, brand authority builder, which is basically Facebook Lives, posting daily interesting content, not all real estate related, just some sort of fun content. And then I do giveaways. Then I would do FSBO outbound dialing, which is a real chill, low-key script. I would do FSBO direct. FSBO and expired, I sort of lumped together. There's a cheap data source that we use that essentially you can organize your mailers. It's just a three-part handwritten letter system. And the response rate is ridiculous. It's probably a 25x return. It's not very expensive, but the return is massive. And you could use that same system. You could beef it up and use it as a luxury expired system as well. So that's leveraged lead gen. Those are lead gen levers. I might do, depending on if I had time, I might do new construction. So I live in a market where there's lots of sort of mid-size and larger track builders. And I probably would do our new construction system, not to rep the builders, but probably to essentially adopt that new construction inventory as my own and look to help those on-site sales reps sell their inventory. And if they have any deals that, you know, come out of contract and they have those, you know, they're not spec units at that point, but they're sort of become a builder closeout, you know, you get on those lists and then you can do videos on site to promote those, become the new construction specialists. And then also, if you, once you really get in tight with these on site sales reps, you can get listings from buyers that come in, you know, so they'll have them like, you really need to reach out to this agent. They crush it. So that's what I would do on lead gen. Then I'd get a CRM. We've got two CRMs that we recommend. Get all the nurture campaigns built out, all the lead management, lead protocol, like how every lead is to be handled, get all that in place. And all of this is, you know, done with you in Million Dollar Agent Method. But I get all of that built out because 90% of the leads you generate are not ready to transact and basically become your client in the next 30, 60 days. So a lot of this is building. You're building a massive pipeline that you're gonna be able to sort of reap the rewards of all the seeds you'll sow in those first two or three months, essentially. So lead nurture, lead management, lead protocol. Scripts are not so complicated because it's really, you know, there's three scripts that we use to reach out to your sphere. When you do a giveaway, that's an easy reach out to your sphere. You can do a voicemail drop as well. We double that down on social media. It's super fun. Our outbound FSBO script is really simple. You just use it, you know, on the daily with new FSBOs. And then we have a weekly follow-up FSBO Friday. Every Friday you call all of your FSBOs, your for sale by owners. We don't cold call, circle prospect, any of that stuff. So the scripts are pretty easy, but we have all the scripts, you know, by lead source. On the inbound, when you send out handwritten letters to FSBOs and expired, there is a special script that we've really dialed in on that side that works really, really well. So that one, we'd use that one as well. So that's appointment setting. It's not all that complicated. It does require that you time block, right? So you're generating leads, and during your new business development time blocks is when you're following up with all these leads. You're making first contact, and then you're putting them into your nurture system, and you're setting a to-do to follow up with them in the future. Again, it's all pipeline. A fortune is made in real estate, in any sales business, in the follow-up, right? So there's sometimes 8, 10, 12 contacts before someone agrees to actually have a consultation with you. So that's pillar two. A little bit of setup there, but once those systems are in place, you're going to use them. Maybe you optimize them or tweak them in the future. Pillar three are the consultation frameworks. So this is like your legit sales process, especially now with the shift on the buyer side of the business. Essentially, now you model the buy side of your business just like the listing side of your business. So you're no longer using the property as leverage to get in front of a buyer. You've got to get really good at scripting. So I guess there's a yard marketing script there. Open houses. Oh, open houses, probably one that I didn't mention, that lead gen lever. I for sure would do open houses. So I wouldn't love every minute of it. I'm generally introverted, but using an open house, the way we do our open house system is geared toward, we want to get a seller and a buyer from every open, like new clients, a seller and a buyer from every open house that you do. We've got really good system to get sellers and buyers from our open houses. I almost forgot that one. So I guess I'm going to implement more than four. I think that's like six, but I think I can do it with my background, and I'm wired a little bit more toward a systems mindset. So then I'd get the buyer consultation process has a pre-appointment letter, and we send out a buyer guide in the mail. Once we set the appointment, we have our buyer packet. So everything we'll need to list, quote unquote, that buyer. And then we have a buyer presentation that we go through when we get together with someone at a Panera or in a coffee shop or at your lender or in the office, right? So that process does need to be relearned for a lot of agents, or just going out and showing properties, or they're meeting buyers at open houses and they don't actually have a consultation process. All that's going to change. And then on the listing side, pre-list packet, how to do an equity evaluation on a property, how to properly set a consultation, exactly how you run that consultation. Same thing on the buyer side. We have playbooks, step-by-step, how to run the consultations. And 80% of folks you meet with will sign to work with you at your desired commission, including transaction fees on the list side at your desired initial list price. And so setting up all those presentations, you know, printing out, you know, 20 buyer packets, 20 listing packets, and just getting that whole process dialed in is the next step that I would work on. And then the fourth, this is really depending on how quickly you can generate leads and get busy, and if you're going to use that initial cash flow, or if you have cash saved up. For me, if I came into it where I had some cash saved up, which I do, I would definitely hire a local licensed VA. So leverage client care is the fourth pillar. And 80, 90% of the things that you do with a buyer client or a seller client are important, but they can be done by somebody else, whether it's a showing agent. I'd probably hire a showing agent. And I'd probably, not probably, but I may even hire a local licensed sort of partner. Who would do everything on the listings, everything on the buyers, except I would secure the business and they would handle everything from showing homes to getting under contract to closing. I'd probably roll that way. I could probably run, you know, 50, 75, 100 transactions with a couple assistants like that pretty easily. So that's the journey. I know it's sort of easier said than done. And at this point, it's the perspective I have is that I was able to figure it out. You know, I sold 27 homes in my first 10 months doing everything myself. So I did all four pillars, built all the systems, myself, didn't have any leverage around client care. The only thing I did different to do 44 transactions my first full year was that I hired a part-time administrator. She turned full-time and she was local and she was licensed. And the next year we did 58, you know, so it took me 2 full years to get to, you know, over one transaction per week. But I also only had like 2 lead gen levers set up, you know, even in my second full year in the business. And the only thing I did to go from 58 to 118 transactions was I had all the systems in place around leverage lead gen, the appointment setting process, the consultation frameworks, and leverage client care, where I added 2 or 3 agents into the mix. I didn't spend any money on paid leads. And all they did was run the systems that I already had running. I went from 58 to 118, then to 178, and massively profitable. I was able to just get into the listing side of the business. And ultimately I was able to promote a couple of my buyer agents into listing agents. And then I was sitting in the coach position of the team. And then eventually I went into the owner position of the business. But that's how I would get to 52 transactions. And I've made even jokes before, like, I hope God doesn't call me into this position, but like, if I had to do it, could I do it? Like, what's my degree of confidence that I can go out and sell 52 homes in the next 52 weeks from starting from having no CRM, no database built? I am really confident I could do it. I forgot to mention open houses. Once I started getting listings or even local agents in my brokerage here, I probably would start doing 2 open houses a week, probably for the whole 52 weeks. Between my database, social, and just open houses, I think I can sell 52 homes easy. Layer in there the expired FSBO approach. That's probably another dozen transactions. I don't know if I'd have time for new construction. New construction is really a long-term play. I think every agent should be doing it. But it probably wouldn't produce a whole lot for the first 4 to 6 months. It would probably come in the second half of that 52 week, you know, time period that I've given myself. So my parting thought is this, is that most agents aren't willing to do the work to build the systems up to allow for the opportunity to do a closing a week, right? I would work for 8 to 10 weeks, head down, probably 50 hours a week, head down building systems and not having any cash coming in, right? Because it's a 60 to 90 day cycle, but I would have all the systems built out in 8 to 10 weeks, which would allow me ultimately probably to do 100 transactions in year 2, knowing what I know now, because I know around leveraged client care, a local licensed VA, a local licensed admin, maybe that admin hires a VA offshore. When we get to go from 50 to 100 transactions, but even just a showing agent as well. Like, I could probably do this working less than 50 hours and I wouldn't have to work. I probably wouldn't work any evenings or weekends as long as I had a showing agent, right? Because I would just take listing appointments that would be sort of more of a business schedule. And, you know, we ran most of our listing appointments during business hours. So hopefully that's helpful. I know there's a lot of unknowns in there. If you know you want to get on this path of doing deals at will, like, hey, how can I sell 52 homes in the next 52 weeks and then double it, you know, in year 2? That is what we want to work on with agents. Now, you may not want to go to 100 transactions, but getting to 2 to 3 to 4 transactions per month, the freedom that will give you is crazy. And if you're already at the point in your journey where you're doing a lot of production, but you don't feel that freedom and you don't have a ton of money to show for your efforts, we can help you at any stage of the journey. It still starts with this, you know, 90-day implementation we call $1 Million Agent Method. So go to $1 Million Agent Method.com and we'll see you on the next training.